Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barb, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am. Happy Friday, everybody. Aloha.
Because it's Friday, we have Dale and we have Richard. How are you two doing?
I'm doing just fine.
I'm here. Aloha, Dale.
Aloha.
Yeah.
You know, I feel kind of weird saying it with the situation in Lahaina. You know, I've been watching it on Roku. Day and night, and there's many tears that I have cried so far, and yeah, it's been on KITV and KGMB on Roku, and now the good thing, there's only 388 people missing, and whether that's good or bad, I don't know, but for right now, there's 388 missing. There was over 1,000 missing. I just met someone, Richard, in the pool, the doctor, you know, the doctor.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a friend that, I guess owned all of the storefronts in Maui, he lost $50 million. And he was talking about that, and I said, what's he going to do? Because he's having a baptism on September 9th and invited me. And so I'm going. But, I said, what's your friend going to do? And he said, well, he's going to sell his property right now because there's nothing left for him, but he's going to rebuild a house over there. But I just, I don't see a way out of this. It's sad.
Yeah.
So, Barbara, what happened on your...
Well, what happened was I got down there to the train station, and it was so delayed and not announcing this beforehand, okay? So... then I'm hearing all the news. The hurricane's coming. Well, I am not going to go down to exactly where it's going to hit first in America, which is San Diego, to cross the border to Mexico. I think I will change my mind. So I did not go to Mexico on the day the hurricane was hitting, which was
Where'd
that
you go?
Oh, I stayed here, and then I went to Laguna Beach just for the day, which it's only 20 minutes away, and spent it with my daughter, which I should, that's what I should have done anyway, planned anyway. It didn't feel right not being with her, so it worked out for the best, and then we'll just do the Mexico thing later, and then I have my girlfriend party tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, is that her birthday?
No, my birthday was on Monday, which you did wish me a happy birthday, but we just pushed it back a week. And literally, we are doing the party a week later because I was going to go to Mexico, okay? So I was going to have two
celebrations. I got it.
Yeah. Who wants to go to a party when it's all rainy? Because it didn't really hit here noticeably, but it really was rainy, and nobody's going to go out like that, all dressed up, and have a good time, you know? Nobody would be out. Everybody stayed in. So thank goodness it was planned for tomorrow, and it's going to be fabulous. The girlfriends are all wonderful. They love to dress up, and, you know, most of them, like, single, or they have boyfriends. And it's a hot spot. So and one of the girls is bringing a photographer. So I don't even have to worry about getting my phone out for photos.
How good.
Just enjoy it. Yes.
I was going to ask Johnny, how many callers do we have right now?
We have three waiting.
Okay. I had one girl call me, or she emailed me and said, how do I know it's you and all this stuff? I said, well, call into the show. I mean, that's the best thing I can tell you. So now that I know how many you have, I know how long I can talk to Barbara. Because if it's, you know, if it's a lot of people, I'll do it shortly.
Now, that doesn't mean that others won't call in. I'm just letting you know that's how many are there. So.
No, I understand. You want to give your phone number out, though? Would help.
Sure. 516-531-9874.
Yeah. We had thunder and lightning here a little bit, and then it really didn't rain much, and it basically was fine the whole time because, I know, Barbara, I had to go to Reno. Barb?
Yes.
I had to go to Reno. I went to the radiation place,
yes.
And the guy told me, because I have arthritis in my knees, and I'm about to get that fixed pretty soon, and he told me he had 20 years experience. He put me on the table, and I guess I went under a machine, I don't know, to take pictures, and he said out of all the people he knew, the first year, they've only been doing it 2 years here. It's been done in Europe a lot. But 2 years here, it's starting to get very popular, and it's a very low-level radiation. And it, you know, it supposedly takes away the pain. So he told me that in a year, nobody has complained. It's been fine. So hopefully mine will be okay, and I start my sessions on September 14th, 13th.
Oh, good. You're going to be with no pain.
I hope so, because my knees are pretty bad, you know. So I hope
great
so.
Great candidate for it. So that's great. I love it when they make advances in the health industry and can help people. And that is great news, especially when you're hurting from something is working.
This is my problem. It's been putting me down a lot. Johnny, are you there? Are you listening?
Right here.
Yeah. Because of the fact I can't walk the way I normally walk, which is fast, and I'm in pain all the time. We're talking every day I'm in pain. And so I'm bitchy, and I'm just like, I don't want to bother anybody, and I don't want to tell anybody about my pain. So I just kind of like go into a room and hide. I mean, it gets pretty bad. But I have a lot of faith in the radiation. And at the very worst, if it don't work, then I'm just going to get a knee replacement. You know, so other than that, I'm okay.
Well, at least you know that there is something that you can do if it doesn't. But I'm just going to put good vibes out there that it does. I think you're a great candidate for this. And I'm just going to say it's going to work. And you'll have that mindset too. Positive mindset, which you do have. You're excited. You're very excited to heal.
Yes. Yes,
and I'm glad you're
I am.
Talking
and
about it a lot. You're talking about it a lot on air, which is great, so other people hear about it.
Yeah, it's a very low-level radiation. It can't hurt you in any way. Even Richard, hello, are you there, Richard?
Well, sure.
It's Rich. Richard said he felt it would work. Yeah, so that's usually he's like 100% right, so on things like this. On my physical body. And also, Barbara, what I'm going to do today for you, it's from your birthday, I want to give you a tarot reading.
I would love that.
Okay.
Oh, that's thoughtful. No.
Yeah, you missed it last week. I gave Richard one, Johnny one, whatever. Anyway, Johnny and I have decided. Johnny, let's go to the first caller.
Okay, the first caller is Chrissy. You are live on the air with Psychic Bill Shear.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Ooh.
Hi, Chrissy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
What part?
In Sacramento.
Oh,
wow.
My neck of the woods. That's very close to me.
Oh, nice. Exciting.
Yeah. We're up in Lake Tahoe, Gardnerville, Minden area.
That's beautiful. I love camping over there.
The president is staying in Lake Tahoe, Barbara. Did you know that?
No.
Barbara?
I didn't know, but I haven't watched the news today.
Oh, yeah,
really?
Well,
cool.
He's been here for a whole week, and we had something very weird happen. A plane flew over, I don't know what kind of plane, but it flew over where he was staying. So we had a whole bunch of jets ward the plane off, and I don't know what happened after that. For real.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you know. But it's interesting. You're in Sacramento. It's hot down there, huh?
Oh, my gosh, it is. It's very hot.
That's what are you guys at, about 107 or something like that?
Yeah, 107, 108.
Okay, how can I help you, sweetheart?
Yeah, can you please let me know insight, I'm not sure even how to ask, if you see me in the same love relationship that I'm in now in the future?
Hmm. Let me have the guy's
name. His name is
Martin.
His name is Martin.
Martin, okay.
Uh-huh.
Is he younger than you or older?
No, ma'am, he's older.
Okay, that's what I thought. And he I hate to say this, but there's another woman involved with him. Are you aware of it or not?
I've
I'm not saying
feeling,
it's a
yes.
luck.
That was my gut feeling as well.
Okay. And he's using you between the two. I mean, he'll go see you, then he'll go see her.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll go see you, and he'll go see her. Have you brought this up to him at all?
Not yet. It's a pattern as well, so I'm not surprised.
He's done it before. He's done it several times. He's not very trustworthy. And he's, he loves his toys. He loves his women. He just loves women. I mean, nothing wrong with that, but that's what he loves.
No, you're right.
But he's not ready for any permanent relationship. So it's up to you. Well, yeah, but it's up to you. I would move on. You know, if he doesn't want to be with you exclusively, I would move on and find someone else, which you will. You have a guy, and I don't know if you know the name already, but you have a Dan coming in. You don't know. I don't think you know him yet. And he's connected with friends. He's connected with friends, and he's very nice, very sweet, and very kind. So you will kind of end up with someone else.
Oh, interesting.
So was there anything else you needed to know real quick?
No. Can I ask if he works with this woman or does he not?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Does Martin, my partner now, work with this woman, or does he work with the woman? Or yes. Does she not work with him? Yes.
No, he does. He does.
That's what I thought. I was thinking the same thing.
Pardon me?
My gut told me that, so I'm just like, oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, I'm just verifying.
Over my home. Right. There's a jet plane over.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
That's rare.
Why is everybody breaking up?
Oh, as far as not having a good connection?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear everybody. I've heard everybody fine.
It's okay. Anyway, thank you for calling, sweetheart.
Thank you,
ma'am. I appreciate you. Can I
call
stay online?
Meet a Danny, please. So, you know, that'd be nice to hear if when this happens for you. Because you had a name. When somebody gets a name, that's rare. Right, Dale? I mean, you said Danny.
Well, I don't know if it's rare.
Right?
I don't know if it's rare, but I was on my boat in Hawaii many moons ago, and I was with my girlfriend, and she was single, and she was almost 40, and she said, "Do you see me meet anybody?" And I shouted out the name Gordon. Really weird name, you know? And she met a Gordon and she married him. So very weird.
No way. Wow. That isn't, it's not like a David or a Steve that everybody has. Gordon, yeah. I've met one Gordon in my life. That's cool.
I
okay,
never
good.
Did either
well,
until I met this guy. Okay, do
positive.
We have another one real quick?
Okay.
Johnny, do we have another one real quick?
We sure do. Claire, you are live on the air with Psychic Tale Share.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello.
Are you from back east?
We just moved over east to Florida.
Oh, I see. Okay. What part of Florida?
We're on the Gulf side near St. Pete.
Isn't that near
okay.
you, Johnny?
Mm.
Johnny, where'd you go? Barbara, would you
Johnny.
Get Johnny?
Well, he's probably screening the
oh,
next
could be.
Call.
Ooh.
Okay.
Probably.
Well, anyway, you're in Florida right now. And what do you want to know?
Yes, I'd like some insights or messages about career or business opportunities, which are going coming on the horizon for either my husband or myself.
Okay. Mm. What type of work are you looking for?
Oh, well, I've had my business for 20 years as a Reiki master teacher, an intuitive counselor, an intuitive. I also have a radio show which I host, and I'm also an author. So I've got a lot of figures and a lot of pies.
Okay. I can tell you this much, darling. I didn't catch your first name. I'm sorry. What's your
Claire.
First name?
Claire.
All the stuff that you're doing, we're doing, are you going to continue to do? There's going to be another book that you will write. You will be quite famous on your radio and doing your radio show. There's also television that's going to be connected with you as well. I don't know about your husband because he's not on the phone. But, I mean, as far as you're concerned, I see nothing but success for you every way you turn. And you're a very positive person. Why did you decide to move to Florida? From where?
From California, because the angels urged us to move from California. We've been thinking about doing it, moving out of California. It just felt like our energies had, were stagnant there. We've been there for a number of years. And every time the angels, God, Source, Creator, tell us to move, we don't ask how high, to jump. We just go, and we know on the other side of that is miracles, synchronicities, and absolute magic. So we landed here 3 weeks ago, and I had, to be quite honest with you, I haven't doubted or had any worries. But it's been slow. Well, it's only been about 3.5 weeks. It hasn't even been about a month here, and I just had a bit of an inkling of an opening. So if you could tell me about, or just give me some insight, what are my guides and my angels telling me that I should do now? Because, you know, I'm not backward in coming forward. I go out and I give my brochure out, and I'm very personable, and I do spread a lot
okay,
of joy.
Okay, I got it. First of all, in Florida, it's a little bit harder than where you were. I don't know if you're supposed to have a license, but you might check on that. I know in California you do. As far as doing intuitive stuff, but it's going to take a while, maybe a month or so, before things start kicking in, probably before Christmas. And you will be extremely successful. I can't say what your angels are saying because that's a private thing. When they talk to you, they talk to you. They're not really talking to me per se.
Right.
They're talking to you. So whatever the angels are telling you, I feel it hasn't let you down. It never will. And everything you do, you might have to change some things around or do things a little bit differently. But the overall picture is nothing but success. Okay?
Well, isn't that glorious? Thank you so much. God bless you and to each
Thank
and every
you.
One of you.
Thank you, darling. Have a good day.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Aloha.
Barbara.
Yes.
Let's do your reading. I have one person left, Johnny?
Actually, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people left.
Well, Barbara, that's a lot.
I know.
I could do, it's early. You want me to do a quick reading and then I'll go right into the phones?
Yes, please.
Okay, because it is your birthday reading, and I didn't take a long time. And Richard has been telling me, well, why are you talking so long if you have a lot of people on the line, you know? Right, Richard?
Mm-hmm. Right. 40 minutes. I mean, 40 minutes is plenty of time for five people. Five people takes
it is.
20 minutes. Yeah, so your time
even.
We're right.
Not
yeah,
even.
Weather. Yeah, weather.
Right.
All right. Well, I gotta move my butt over there. That's not easy, you know, with legs that are kind of not the way I want them to be. But
right.
Okay, hold on a second, and I will do this, Barbie. And Barbara, what is your specific question?
Oh, is there a man in my very near future, and if so, will you describe him?
Man, you're asking a lot. Okay, let's see what I got. I got to get your card out, and I have it, and it's a card of a businesswoman. It's a Queen of Wands, and I'm going to shuffle, so let's concentrate on the question, is there a man, do you mean of permanent nature? Or do you mean of just a fly-by-night man?
No, I already have those. I would like to know about that I would meet somebody that I think would be great for my future. To really, like a serious relationship, man. I mean,
there
if I want go. One, I'll go out and get one if I, you know, for the other reason, but I don't have that reason. I don't do it. I don't do that. So that answers your question.
Okay, so I'm shuffling the cards for you and asking about a new man in your future, and you tell me when to stop, okay? This is very important. So, you, what?
Don't
the word
yet.
Is stop. Don't. Okay. Tell me when
stop.
To stop, Barbara. Okay. All right. What I have covering you, it's a very interesting card. It's a Seven of Wands, and you're on a horse. And there seems to be many people that want to be attached to you lately. So be careful of that, that, you know, they don't run amok. They all see that there's a lot of fame coming your way, more so than usual. So, you know, they're right there. Okay. Now, covering you is contemplating a love offer. So you do have someone coming in, but you're going to have choices. You don't know which one to choose. And it's a four cups. And you're being handed a man right on your lap, but you're not sure if you should take this. That's what you're not sure of. Okay? Are you hearing me? And beneath you...
So should I be sure or... Okay, say I spend time with that person. Of course, in the beginning, I'm not
Well,
sure.
Let's not go... Let me finish the reading. Okay?
You
have the world, which means there's more travel for you, more than you anticipate. People are asking you to go to different places. And before you go, check with me, and we'll see if you should go, because there is travel. There is a lot of spiritual reality around you. There's also you working very hard to get what you want. You're trying very hard. And you're counting the money, and you're working hard. Then you have skill and mastery. You have the magician. So you're able to manifest almost any man or anything that you want in the near future of 30 days. So are you getting that?
Yeah, 30 days. Wow. There's time on that. That's great.
All right. But it's not telling me who. It's telling me you have choices. You have several choices. You have the Eight of Cups, and that's telling me that, God, do you want to choose this one or that one or this one or that one or this one or that one? You have choices. So that's a good thing, too. And then you also feel kind of foolish, like, don't fall off the ledge. Because, again, you have travel. You have choices. You have, I don't want you to feel foolish. Like, I don't know who to choose, you know. So you have choices. And they're good choices. Okay. And then you have indecision again. It's not showing me who, but showing me that many people are showing up or many guys are showing up, but not the one you want yet. Not yet. It's showing me, should I go left? Should I go right? Should I pick him? Should I pick that one? So in the future, it's not there yet, but will be soon. And then you have at the end result, you have confusion. Should I pick him or should I pick him or should I pick him? You know, you have a lot of choices and you're weighing and balancing things. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you have several men around you. You have a lawyer. You have a real estate guy. You have a guy with a lot of money. So that's coming in. So that's very positive. I don't know who they are, but they are men that are coming in. So when we get to that point of who we want to choose, we'll choose. Now, go ahead and ask if you have a question.
Okay. Can you give me any letters in a name at all of all
no.
the people?
Barbara, did you not hear what I said? The person is not clear. The person is not there yet. There are several guys that are surrounding you. Too many guys. So I don't know. All I know is you will have choices. There's no one person yet.
Okay. Okay, well, it doesn't have to be all about that. If you're pulling other cards, or is that it? So, that's cool. Last time I was on a horse as well. You pulled that one first as well, I believe. And it was great news, and it happened.
Yeah, well, no, you had asked me about a relationship, so I geared the cards for a relationship.
Okay, good. Well, thank you very much for doing my birthday tarot reading. And it's always fun.
It's not quite what you want, but what girl wouldn't want several choices in men?
Well, it just seems like, I guess that's how it is, really. If I want my dentist, I'll have him. If I want this one, I'll have him. But I don't want them. They've been there forever, and I'm sure they're still available. But I don't want them. So I don't have a hard time with the ones that are around me right now because I know I don't want them. So,
You're getting it wrong. It's not the guys that are around you. It's guys that are in the future. You're weighing and balancing things. There's a young man coming in. You get your wish. You have a lawyer that's very interested in you. You have a guy that's in real estate that's very interested in you. You have a man who has a lot of money who's interested in you. And then I'm there for you to ask questions to. And Richard's there to ask questions to. You are going to a party, and it shows lots of people at the party.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's tomorrow.
Pardon me. Yeah.
No,
it's all good.
I'm totally fine. I'm not disappointed whatsoever. I'm a happy person. It's just that I know people always are wanting to know about my love life. It's fun to talk about. And so I just thought that'd be a fun topic. So it was.
I would say you have a good 7 to 10 men that are interested in you. Not that you have to choose any of them, but you have about 7 to 10. So, enjoy yourself. Have fun.
I will continue.
Okay.
Onward, forward, having fun and enjoying life to its fullest because it's true. I do, and I've had the best birthday week so far. I really have. It wasn't a letdown. Even a hurricane ruined it, but it still was fabulous. My daughter
not
was
really. You have a party. Your party is going to be fabulous. And you may meet someone at the party. So just hang in there, okay?
Oh, I'm hanging just fine, you guys. Thank you. Except for I couldn't get my sequin dress altered, but I'm wearing it the way it is. It's fine.
Okay.
I can't alter
Johnny,
my
do it.
For it.
Do we have Johnny and I decided to do this, so he knows when. Johnny, do you want to put another person on the phone?
We most certainly have a person to put on the phone. This is Catherine, and you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Share.
Hello.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Washington State.
Oh, okay. Whoa. That's where Richard's from and Barbara. They're both from that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aloha.
Aloha. My question is about what you see for me for my next line of work. I want to do a different, in September. I'm looking kind of for a new pathway to go down for a new type of job and
okay, I want to know, what? You have to have something in mind.
I have some different things in mind. I just know I wanted to use something that uses creativity.
Okay. What you're asking me, I can't answer because you're not being specific. Do you want to paint? Do you want to sing? Do you want to draw? What do you want to do?
No, it's not like that. It's not like being an artist. But, no, that's what I was asking, what you see in that, what I can do in that area.
I see nothing in that area that will change what you were doing. So I would need choices. Give
okay,
me specifically choices, okay?
All right. Thanks for your help.
Okay, bye. Okay, Johnny, you want to go to the next one?
Sure, absolutely. Okay, the next one is Maureen. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Scher.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
Hello.
Fine, thank you. And where are you calling from, Maureen?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
How you doing out there? How's the weather?
It's kind of chilly and a little dark.
Really? Okay. That's interesting. And what can I do for you? What do you want to know?
Okay. So I recently filmed a show with a production company, and things kind of slid sideways. So I was just kind of wondering what's next for me.
Well, with the strike going on, and I think it's nearing its end, I'll be honest with you, I feel within 30 to 45 days the strike will be over within. Barbara,
okay.
Do you hear me? Barbara?
She's busy.
Barbie
I don't know
there.
Where she went now.
She's here. She's on the switchboard. Maybe
well,
she's
I don't
on
know
mute.
What happened.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. I forgot the question. Oh, what exactly were you filming?
It was a series TV show with the paranormal.
Oh, okay. Not until the strike is over will that come back into fruition. And with the paranormal, they're having a lot of new shows that are coming out with the paranormal, but they're not real, you know, popular at the moment. And so it's going to be a little bit of time before this happens.
Okay. So the producer...
Not much time.
Okay. So the producer was kind of the issue. He treated us poorly, and some things happened. Can you tell me what's going to happen with him?
He's staying where he's at. He no longer wants the show. He wants to make it something different. What type of paranormal are you doing? Because there's many types of paranormal.
Investigations.
Such as?
Going into different locations to investigate to see what's there. But we're more scientific than he is.
Oh, okay. He does, I'm being honest with you, he does not want the show. He wants it his way or the highway. So, yeah, he wants it to be more paranormal than scientific. And so you may not have a show at this point. So you need to look for someone that will understand what you're doing and how you're doing it, and it'll be fine. And you will find someone to help you. But he's not
I
the
think,
one.
Okay. I think we actually kind of did today, and that's why I was calling, because I wanted to see if things were going to take off.
Yeah, they are. But it won't be till after the writer's strike.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Thank you, darling.
So
have a good day.
Thank you,
Barbara. Thank you.
Okay. What happened to Barbara?
I don't know. She's here. She's right here.
Ooh.
Barbara's right here. I mean, she's on the switchboard.
I'm here.
Okay.
We didn't know what happened to you.
I've been just listening.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Did you guys ask me a question? I guess I did miss that.
I can't remember. I wanted to tell you that the party you're going to tomorrow is going to be outstanding. It's going to be fun. It's going to be joyous. There's lots of people you're going to meet and know, and you're going to have the time of your life. You have an offer from television, and I keep telling you this, but you're not hearing me. You have an offer that's going to come in from TV, and it's going to be very special, and it's going to ask you to do something. It could be a commercial, but I don't know if it's from tomorrow, but it's somebody that catches your eye and they like you and they would like you to do, you know, your thing.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. Well, thanks, Dale. You always have something positive to add that I can look forward to. And that gives people hope out there. And I'm glad that so many people tonight have called to ask you questions and get help.
Yeah, can you put out my phone number and everything, please?
I would love to. Hey, everybody, after the show, starting tomorrow, throughout the week, give our psychic, Dale Scheer, a call and book your appointment or text her. Here is her direct phone number, 808-372-1816. That's 808-372-1816. And we also put Dale's link to her website on all of our show descriptions that she does on Psychic Fridays. And you can, if you forget this, find her so easily that way, and her phone number and her website too. And you can also order all of her books. And don't forget to always check into Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube to view and watch and enjoy and get your therapy that you deserve for free on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness, and hear 5 or 8 choices now of different meditation tapes where Dale will take you through and tune your head up. You know, that's as important as your body, your physical body, your brain as well.
Yeah,
we
it's all for free. And also my website is Dale, DALE, Scheer, SCHEAR.com. Okay. So, Barbara, ask away because my voice is going before I talk to the next person.
Okay. Well, okay, the party, let me just tell you guys tomorrow, the girlfriends, it was just going to be a couple girlfriends. And then one thing led to another. Oh, can this person come? Can this person? And then now it's up to about 7 or 8 plus the photographer. Dinner at a hot spot. And
where are you going?
Decked out, and I'm doing gift bags. And another girl is bringing gift bags too. So I love gift bags when you go to a party. Everybody gets a gift. Where am I going?
Where are you going?
It's called, well, maybe I shouldn't announce it. You know, it's like a private girlfriend.
I just thought maybe that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Richard. Richard, do you have anything you want to add to any of this?
No, I find it all very interesting. Have fun at the party. Cha, cha, cha. Wah, wah. Go.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I was in L.A. to go to the party. I really do.
Yes. Orange County. L.A.'s an hour up. So, yes. It's the O.C., Dale. You would have to come to Orange County. Fly into Orange County.
I know. My girlfriend, one of my best friends, Suki, She is a works for the airlines for Southwest, and she lives in Orange County. And anytime I mm-hmm. want to go to Orange County, I could stay at her place, so it's fine.
Good.
And I like our I like Orange County, you know. But I just want to get in another month. I shall be ready to walk and dance and everything. I've lost 10 pounds already, Barbara. On Ozempic. I can't say it right. But I've been taking it, and I've lost 10 pounds. And can't wait till I lose 20, and I, you know, keep going.
Oh, that's so great. What is it for?
Pardon?
And it just happens to have you lose weight, too, but it's for your... What is this?
It's for if you have diabetes, which I do. It's not, my diabetes isn't that bad. It's kind of mild. I do take a shot, but my numbers are great. It's to bring your A1C down. It's to prevent you from having any type of stroke or anything like that. And it is, you know, it's good stuff, you know, and I lose a pound a week. I'm taking the smallest dose. I don't want the big dose because you can lose a lot of weight from the big dose, but I'd rather go slow, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so...
Right away,
don't
go
overdo
fast.
It. Don't
no,
overdo it.
Not going to. No. Because they have, it has a little bit of side effects. They still
like
call
what?
It a one-year drug. Gas, a lot of gas, but I'm able to fix that problem. If I take the shot during the time of after lunch, then I'm fine, you know. Constipation a little. Other than that, that's all I have experienced.
Hmm.
That's not that
bad. Yeah, it's not that bad.
Okay.
No, because you take a little prunches. But the whole point is that it's a great drug, and it's helped people lose 40, 50, 60 pounds, you know. So I'm waiting to lose a lot of weight, and it just will take a little time, but I'm waiting.
I think it's important to take it slow so your skin has time to go back. Otherwise, you might be left with the looseness.
Well, yeah, you got to be careful of that. I looked in the mirror the other day at the gym, and I'm going, holy cow, I am losing weight, and I'm seeing my stomach go down. And, you know, the thing is with it, though, if you quit taking it, you can gain the weight back. So
mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to that level. You know, I want to just do it one. The dosage I'm taking is small, and it's the lowest dose I can take. And, you know, I'm fine with it. But you'll see it on TV. It's all over the television. Ozempic.
Oh, I see the ads all the time.
Except I'm saying it wrong. Richard, do you
know
the right way of saying it?
No,
no,
I can't either. But I get it. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
What?
I have a question.
That's a
How
first.
How do you like
what?
The pictures? How do you like the pictures?
Oh, I forgot. They are lovely. Didn't you see what I wrote back? Do you even bother to read?
Yeah.
Okay. I said they're wonderful. They're beautiful.
Well,
the ones
I
don't. Well, the ones I don't like, I delete, you know, with me in this weird, funny costume. I don't know what the hell it is. It's in your apartment in Hawaii, and it looks like it's Halloween. I'm wearing orange and weird stuff. But the pictures you have sent me are wonderful. But I'm looking now. I'm making a collage of pictures. Because Johnny and I, and I'll tell you about it later, Barbara, Johnny and I, there's something I want to do with reading of cards on the air, and I'm making this collage of Richard's pictures that he has taken. They're awesome, but I want specific ones, and I can't be there to tell you which ones are point to you, which ones I want. So I'm waiting for you to send me as many as you can so I pick the proper ones out and then put them on a flash drive and then take them over to CVS Pharmacy and print them out or do whatever I need to do. My question is this, though, Richard. On the photography, you're sending it through message. Can you...
No. As far as I know, I'm sending it to your AOL.
No.
It's a message. Don't ask me how. I do not know how that happens. Okay. I have no understanding. Okay. I know that. It comes out in message, but that isn't where I send it, I don't think.
Well,
I don't
know. That's what I'm trying to... Hello.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out how to get it so I can do it on flash drive and whatever. I wanted.
Okay.
There's certain pictures
you're
I really
lucky
want.
You're lucky you're
what do you
getting
mean by? Why?
That's the only way I found to get them to you.
Well, you did a good job. You did
okay.
a good job. I don't. Okay. Okay, do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. Helen, you're live on the air with Psychic Dales here.
Hi, Helen.
Hi.
Aloha.
Hi, Helen.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from British Columbia.
From where?
British Columbia. Ooh.
British Columbia. Okay. All right. Oh, you're having fires up there, right?
That's right.
Oh, poor thing. Oh my goodness. I was wondering how will the cruise ships take off because they go out of British Columbia.
That'd probably be Vancouver.
Are they? Pardon me.
Well, that'd probably be Vancouver.
I'm not understanding.
Vancouver.
Okay. How can I help you? And what's your name?
Helen. I wanted to ask, do you see my health getting better? And if there's anything that would help me?
Okay, I'm not a doctor, and I won't pretend to be. I'm not allowed to answer questions like that, unfortunately. But... I could lose my license by doing that. So I will say, overall picture, unfortunately, check with your doctor. That's the best thing to do, okay?
Yeah, I already have. I'm just wondering if you see my health getting better.
Well, I see you getting better. That's the best thing I could say.
Well, that'd be great.
Okay, it's just going to take a while. But hang in there. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to answer any medical questions. Sorry. Okay, next one.
It's not medical. Okay,
don't hang up on her, John. Do not hang up on her. She's not finished.
I won't.
I wonder if she took any herbs. Like, I take herbs and stuff, and I seem to help. And, you know, if anything even came to mind. Like, it's not a medical thing.
I understand. But that's not my field, so I don't know.
Okay.
I'm being honest. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next one, Johnny.
I didn't screen the call, but I will if you give me a minute. Give me 1 second here.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay,
Richard, going back to you. Richard is a world-class photographer. Through the years of me knowing him of eight years, he has taken a lot of pictures of me. I don't know why, but he has, you know? And most of them...
Why? You're his best friend.
What?
You're his best friend. He's around you a lot. He's going to take lots of pictures.
I know, but like pictures of the ocean and water and stuff like that. And I don't think I'm anything important to take a picture of. But
are you waiting for your text caller?
Taken...
No, no. Talking in the middle of a sentence.
No, but Johnny and I had to deal with this. He has taken some beautiful shots. And I like the ones where I look on the thin side. Okay, Richard?
Yeah.
But I don't know which ones to describe to you that I want. There's a couple of pictures at KSSK with me with the gang that I would like.
I gave
you know,
you
me
some.
Sitting on the. I got one or two of those, but there's more on the podium.
I edited. EGITTEG.
I got it.
Those pictures.
I know you spend a lot of time, love. I know
but,
you did what you did. There's no
yeah,
but and
be
they're
careful low. How you got to be careful how you show other people. Okay?
Me? How I would show other people?
No, you have to be careful how you show other people that you might use in a publication and so forth.
No, right, it's not publication. Wait a minute.
What are you
talking? No, I got to...
Yeah.
Johnny, wait a minute.
Okay.
I'm not doing publication. I am
okay.
making a collage. I'm doing a collage.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. No,
and what do you mean? Wait, what do you mean by? Give me an example. I have to find out an answer to this. Give me an example of what you mean of how I show other people.
Okay, you're doing a reading, and I have a full facial picture of the person you're doing the reading.
Oh, okay. I won't show those.
I'm not going to show that.
No. I will not show that to anybody, so don't worry about that.
Okay. I do worry about
it. No, I have enough sense to know that I wouldn't show that because you're right. I mean, you know what? Maybe that person doesn't want their picture shown, okay?
That's right.
Okay.
That's a very personal
Okay,
line.
Let's...
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm learning
I agree.
Okay, the next caller is... Jessica, you are live on the air with Psychic Tales here.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jessica.
Hey.
Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Hmm. Okay, we're doing good in Pennsylvania. And how can I help you, honey?
I was wondering, so I've been going out and networking to get my business going, doing some corporate consulting and trainings. And do you see me being able to get that going in this state, or am I in the wrong state for my well-being? I'm new itch in the area.
Okay. What type of business is it, sweetie?
So it's corporate consulting. It's basically going into companies and doing self-development work with the employees.
No, I think anywhere is fine, whether you be in Philly or whether you be in New York. It doesn't matter. It's just that are people into this right now? That's what you have to find out. You have to do a study to find out if that'll work for you because things are changing so rapidly in the world, and we have so much techie stuff, and, you know, it's weird.
Yeah, so when I've been meeting people, they have been interested in it. You know, I'm just, like, waiting for, like, next steps to evolve. But, like, recently some people that are also intuitive were saying to me that maybe Pennsylvania is, like, not the best state for me. So
well, it's up to you. it's up to you who you pick as your psychic for you. I can't answer their questions. I just feel what you're doing is good in any state and wherever you're at. So don't worry. Don't listen to anyone else and just proceed onward. Okay?
Okay. Yes, excellent.
All right,
thank you. All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Okay, Barbara.
Yes, I am here.
No, but everybody's so down.
Yeah,
no, but everybody's so down.
It was up. It was up in the beginning, and then it kind of went down.
Well,
but
yeah, why?
Yeah. I mean, problems are not usually up. But, yeah, I noticed.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But
I hope everybody
Richard,
has a better weekend now.
Well, I'm fine. Richard, real quickly, for about 5 minutes, if I can talk to you after the show about some of the photographs, I would appreciate that. Is that okay?
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Okay, Barbara, you want to do the shout-out?
Yes. Thanks for listening, everybody. I mentioned to call our psychic, Dale Shear, this week to get your private reading. One more time, her phone number, 808-372-1816-2. Call Psychic Dale Shear and book that. And I'm glad that you've been helping people. And you've gotten a couple of show listeners to do private readings lately, haven't you, Dale?
Well, they say they are, but I don't know. They disappear. I don't know what happens. One lady texted. She texted me and she just said something. Well, how do I know it's really you? I said, well, fine.
Oh,
listen to the podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
And if after she listens to the podcast and still wonders, well, there's not much we can do. Yeah, here she is. Hey, Johnny and Barbara say she's real. She's here. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean really
yeah.
work or really
yeah.
okay.
saying who you are? I mean, is she asking you, does this really work? Or if you're a real psychic, or are you really psychic Dale Shear? Which one is it?
Am I really psychic Dale Shear?
Oh, yeah.
I have never had, I've never had that question asked.
No,
anyway, we got to sign off.
I will tell you, Dale, something that did happen, and I'm not, I mean, and it is true. I even thought this. When I went over the recordings of the meditation tapes, I noticed that your voice was different, you know, than
right.
the way you listened to the radio. That I will say, but that, you know.
Well, yeah, we went over that, though. When
what does,
first, put those
Johnny,
up.
We have gone over this a lot of times, and you have to understand that those tapes were made a good 30 years ago.
I know.
So.
I know.
So
okay.
my voice changes, but the guy who put it together, he was not very good, and he didn't make it quite the way I wanted it to, and that's the way it came out. So there you
well,
go.
He didn't change
but,
the pitch. He forgot to change, keep the pitch the same pitch when he sped it up a little bit, which is normal to do, and then he didn't alter the. So of course you are going to be a little higher pitched. That's what happened, but it's still very
well,
enjoyable.
No, it's just that it went from cassette DVD to being on MP3 or whatever it was, and it went there. So, but it doesn't matter about my voice. I could be anybody. It's what I had to say.
That was okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
True. Okay. Everybody, do what we said, and if you forget, just go to our show, and there's the link for Psychic Dale Shear right there with her whole website.
Okay.
Plus,
aloha, Barbara. Aloha.
Aloha.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Aloha, Richard.
Have fun at the party.
You all have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Richard.